Yeah, but if you have your Bibles tonight, turn with me to James. Amen. To the first chapter. I want to read verses 13 through 15. Lord, being our helper. Amen. Amen. I want to see God help us tonight. It may be long, may be short, but however God wants to take it, that's the way I want to go. Amen. Let Him have His will tonight. And the Bible says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither he tempteth any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. You reach out and ask God to help us tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise You. My God, Lord, ask You to move and anoint. God, Lord, I pray, God. My Lord, ask You to touch us, oh God. Help the young people, God. Help the elders, oh God. Help us all, Lord Jesus. We all need help, oh God. Ask You to anoint me, God. To preach Your gospel, Your precious word, God. A simple sound doctrine, amen. Amen. But if I want to put a title on this tonight, to beware of lust. Amen. To beware of lust. Amen. To beware is to be on the defense. Amen. To be on guard against all opposing forces. Amen. On your defense is to guard. Amen. And when you stand on guard, it's telling you to be full of the Holy Ghost. Be ready to fight. Amen. To do whatever it takes to stand up for God. Not put on half of your armor, but put on the whole armor. Amen. Beware, amen, to be guarded against, amen, opposing force. But lust is a terrible enemy of every Christian to be guarded against, amen. Lust is a terrible thing, amen. It's something that we just can't help it, amen. But we were just born with it, amen. But I'm here to tell you, amen. In verse 14 here reads, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed, amen. I mean, I'm here to tell you that you will be tried by temptation. And verse 13 says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, amen. I want you to understand that. I am a tempted of God. I mean, you are not tempted of God. It says, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither he tempt any man, amen. Let no man say that, yes, I'm tempted of God. God made me. I've heard that a many times. God made me do this. God tempted me this way. God done this. Amen. But it wasn't God. Amen. But it was the devil that tempts you to do evil. Amen. It was the devil that tempts you to do ungodly things. It's not God that does it. Amen. I want you to get it in your head, young people. It's not God. But it is the devil fighting you. It's the devil trying to get a hold of your mind. It's the devil trying to grip in and get a hold of your heart. It's the devil trying to get everything that he can get a hold of to make you fall and go to the depths of hell. Amen. That's what it is. It's not God. Amen. But you need to beware of it. Amen. You need to get on the whole armor of God. That's what it is. Amen. I mean, just what I feel in my heart. Amen. I preach this message to a bunch of empty pews. Amen. I believe. Amen. I just tried and I gave it all my heart. There was nobody there. I had to preach one day. But it just kept going on and on and on for about a month now. Last night, I said, man, Lord, I want to preach that message tonight. But God has it tonight. Amen. Somebody in here, God wants to help you, amen. That's why I'm here, to let God use me to help you, amen. But so I want to tell you that when the devil tempts you, he is not going to tempt you with something that is not going to work, amen. Is not going to work, amen. He is going to tempt you with something that is going to work, amen. He's not going to put something on you or tempt you with anything that He thinks, well, it might not work. Amen. He's going to do something, amen, that He knows it's going to work. Amen. But if you're not full of the Holy Ghost, if you're not waking up and praying and getting sanctified, amen, filled with the Holy Ghost, being on guard for God, amen, He's going to tempt you, amen, and you're not going to be ready. You are just going to be, just tempted, and you're going to fall in it. Amen. Amen. I mean, it may be an old desire that He uses. It may be your mom and dad. I mean, He'll come at you so many different ways. It may be a lost friend, an old friend. It may be lost loved ones. It may be saved loved ones. Amen. Whatever it is that the devil can try to use. Amen. Amen. That he's going to try to do it. Amen. But the devil is always going to try to keep you from serving God. Amen. That's the main thing he's trying to do. When you are come new in Christ. Amen. When you're trying to do something for God. Amen. You are a threat to His kingdom. And amen. Let me tell you, you need to be a threat to the devil's kingdom. Amen. That's what you need to be. You need to stand up and fight and not fall after the lust of the flesh. Amen. But, you know, I want to warn you that the main thing that the devil will fight you with is the lust of the flesh. Amen. That's one of the main things he's going to fight you with. Amen. My Lord. But the Bible says, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Amen. In this day and time, you need to stay on guard. You need to have the old flesh under subjection. Amen. You need to have it under subjection. Listen now. And you need to crucify him. You need to pray so you will not fulfill the lust thereof. Amen. But in verse 15 reads, says, then when lust has conceived, amen, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Amen. My Lord, my God. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And when lust has got a hold on you, my Lord, amen. When lust has got a grip on your heart, it hath conceived, amen. It has got a hold on you, and when it has got a hold on you, it bringeth forth sin. Amen. I mean, my Lord, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death, amen. And after that, I mean, the Lord just give me this scripture. Man, the Lord, I believe He wants to help somebody. Amen. But in Matthew 5:28 says, but I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her, committeth adultery with her already in his heart. Amen. And when it has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. Amen. And when sin, amen, it bringeth forth death. Amen. Eventually, when you get to dwelling within the lust of the flesh, you begin to play with it a little bit. You begin to dig into sin a little bit. Maybe it's not going to hurt you. Think in your mind, the devil puts those thoughts. Amen. But it bringeth forth sin. And sin bringeth forth death. Amen. Let me tell you, my friend, hell ain't as far as you think it is. Amen. Hell is not as far as you think it is. Amen. When you begin to look down on the dirt. Amen. You begin to look at the grass. Amen. My Lord, not too many miles. Amen. Or too many feet, however you want to look at it. It's just beneath you, amen. And when it bringeth forth death spiritually, amen, when you die physically, amen, in the flesh, amen, you will go to hell when you got sin in you, amen. I mean, there's no two ways about it, amen. When you are dwelling in sin, amen, it'll bring death, not only spiritually, but physically, amen. I mean, I'm just going to want to take my time, amen. But I'm not taking glory in by no means, amen. But I used to go to them clubs all the time, and I hear these camp meetings. I've been seeing a lot of these young people, and me by experience, amen. And I'm telling you, I'm not trying to take no glory in them. I hate it. I wish I'd never done it, amen. But I see them playing around with a little techno dancing, amen. May y'all young people may know this. Older probably don't, amen. But it's what they call an underground club, amen. I remember at times, amen, I'd look over, I got them backslid, and I'd look over and I think it was fun, the lust of the flesh. Amen. Get down there and techno dance, amen, with their glow sticks, amen. All that old junk, eating that ecstasy stuff. I mean, just full of the devil, amen. But my lust of my flesh, amen, when I began to slip, I began to watch them play with the dancing, amen. I began to watch them, and then the devil would bring it back to my mind, amen. You remember how fun it was? And I'd think, I'd try to shake it off, but then I'd get in my room, amen, and the little music would be able to just start dancing in my mind, and I began to play with it like a little dance. But amen, let me tell you something, amen. My God, I'm telling you that it will bring you to death, amen. It will bring you to hell, amen. When you begin to play with sin, it will bring you to death. Amen. My Lord, I tell you, whoo, my Lord, I began to play with that dance and jumping around, hopping around like I was crazy. Amen. My Lord, I wouldn't even have drugs in my mind. I just remember the dance and the thought of it was fun. But many a times, I'm telling you, I've said it many times in many different places. There was one time I was in the clubs. Amen. I fell out. Amen. No, at this time, I didn't believe in God this time. I was in there and I was playing with them people, but something kept telling me it wasn't right for me to be in there. And I was like, man, I just didn't know. Amen. I wasn't brought up in church. I was brought up in sin. I thought it was the way. Amen. But I found out it wasn't. Amen. But I played with it. But then as it started out, I played with it at first, even though my family was lost. But I played a little bit deeper with the sin, and then it got me a little bit deeper than I wanted to go. But then whenever I found myself dancing, playing around with sin, amen, I found myself I believe it was the throat of hell. One minute I was in a cage dancing, next minute I was traveling down a spiral of fire, playing with sin, amen. But if it had not been for somebody that had been praying for me, amen, on my bedside, at a man that was atheist that opened my eyes after I was traveling down the spiral of fire, opened my eyes, and there was a lady standing on my bedside praying. I'm talking about an atheist man that did not believe in God. I believe before I had went to this place, I'd have stood in God's face and spit in it, amen. But let me tell you, it is my Lord, I'm telling you, lust, amen. I thought I was going to have fun with a bunch of women. I mean, I was a single man this time. I wasn't about 19 or 20. I can't remember. Probably I don't want to remember, amen. But I want to help you, amen. In the country, they don't see it, amen. But the cities are coming to the country. I see it day by day. I've seen people that have been in country, don't know nothing about the city life. But I see them playing with the city life. But it's a seed from the city that's growing in the country. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, it's building in our little country folks. Amen. It's building up. But I mean, just sin, if you play with it, it's going to bring you death. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you. I mean, the devil, that's what he wants to do. He wants to destroy you, take you to hell. He don't want to see you make it nowhere in God. Amen. He wants to see you gnashing at your teeth, gnawing at your tongue, and cursing God. That's the whole thing that the devil, he is not happy with himself. Amen. So he wants you unhappy also, and he wants to bring you to hell. So when you play with it, and you begin to dwell with the lust, amen. Now, I'm not talking, I mean, I can go many different ways with this life. With women, I can go with just all kind of ways. But I just feel in my heart that I, as a preacher, need to warn you before it gets to you. And you begin to play around with that techno dance. You begin to play around with the lust of the city life. Amen. I wish I was brought up in an old country home. Amen. It seemed like the country people had it better than the city people. I mean, I wasn't actually raised in the city, but I was brought up the city life. Amen. To dig in it. I mean, not just the booze. I'm talking drugs. Amen. I found more drugs in the city than I found in the country, and I found myself going to places I should not have went. I mean, if you want to see, you want me to tell you the truth, I'd look over them balconies. I mean, and be in the underground clubs, and men laying with men, women with women. I'm talking, I mean, it was just like it was just, I mean, hell was there. And it's coming here, amen. It's not just in the cities. Now I see it in our little city community now. I've seen it more now than I've ever seen it in my life. I thought then it was just in the cities, but when I come home, I find it growing where I live. Amen. So I just want to tell you, you better watch what you're doing. You better be on guard. You better be praying. As Daniel did, you need to wake up and pray in the morning. And even you feel like your flesh is rising up again about midday, you need to break down and pray again. And before you go to bed, it might be time to rise up again. You need to pray before you shut your eyes. Amen. You need to get a hold of God. My Lord, I'm telling you, I just want to help you. Amen. I mean, there's going to come a day that you're going to face a lot more things than what you really want to face just by one little temptation. Amen. I found myself as many times, the deepest time that I fell out with God when I backslid is when I quit praying. Amen. When I first got saved, Brother Rusty had been praying. He caught me at the end of the road. Amen. But if it had not been for him praying, I wouldn't be here today. So if you're praying, just think who you can win to God. Amen. And God can use you. Amen. If you're not praying and getting a close relationship with God, being humble before God, amen, how can He use you? Amen. I mean, our church is losing out with God. I'm not praying, and the lust is grabbing a hold of them and dragging them down. Amen. Amen. I mean, I can holler, I can jump, do backward flip, but I just wanted something simple. Amen. Something just simple. Amen. Now, Lord, I'm not a well-educated man. I can't spell half of the words some of these people say. But I want to help you. Amen. You don't have to go to them places. Amen. You don't have to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. My Lord. I'm telling you today, people, it's getting bigger and bigger. Amen. It's growing bigger and bigger. Amen. I mean, you don't need to play with it. Praise God. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. Amen. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Amen. Amen. That's all I got.